talking about stripper stories.
Yep.
Look who shows up, Gene Simmons.
Wow.
Good morning.
Hi, everybody. It's a great moment here at PLR. The greatest rock star from the greatest rock band of all time.
Man.
Kiss. I know this is a big deal because...
I was wondering if you were going to say Kiss.
Well, here we are.
Yeah, dude.
The biggest band... Let me ask you a question. Who's the number one band in rotation here at PLR? I'll answer that for you. It's Kiss.
I'm glad because I didn't want to say anything.
The number one station, PLR. WPLR. Number one.
We're also on 95.9 The Fox.
Right.
And what's the call letters for the Fox?
It's Fox, isn't it?
Right.
Is it WFOX?
Yeah. Yep.
Which is, what a great signal call letters to
awesome.
Have.
Awesome.
It is. It's like everybody wants that.
Yep.
Isn't it interesting, though? Four letters and you're number one. Interesting.
Hmm.
What else has four letters and is number one? Kiss. That's right.
See, this one I got.
The greatest rock band of all time. Listen, can I plug something?
I knew he wasn't going to say Mets.
Right.
Be surprised if you didn't.
If I can just plug a few things. Number one, it's only 25 days until Kissmas. Right now, get your holiday shopping done at kissonline.com. For your Jewish friends, Hanukkah is just 15 days away. Get your Paul Stanley Harry matzo balls right now at KissOnline.com.
I don't know if I want to see those.
Right, yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Happy Kwanzaa, everybody. Hello, black people. You don't know me, but my name is Gene Simmons. I play in a band called Kiss. And if you go to KissOnline.com right now, you can get all of your Kwanzaa shopping done right now at KissOnline.com.
Remember when I interviewed Gene Simmons, and I said, Gene, you've been interviewed by everyone. You want to just interview yourself? And right. He did. He went right into it.
Oh, my God, yeah, right? Yeah, I remember that.
He just started asking himself, let's see, what would I want to
he
ask
even complimented
me?
Himself.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
Great question,
and he
Gene.
Asked
Let
tough
me
question.
Think about how to answer that.
And he asked himself tough questions, too.
Well, that's because when you've done it for as long as we have, we're the most influential rock band. You know, they say the oldest profession in the world. What is the oldest profession in the world? Have you ever heard that phrase?
Bass player for Kiss?
It's up there now.
It's close. But they say prostitution is the oldest job in the world.
How does Gene Simmons know that?
Because right now, for a limited time, do you have a mother? Do you have a sister? How'd you like to watch them get pounded by Kiss? Go to kissonline.com and have a real boyfriend experience with a member of Kiss. And for a limited time, Ace Frehley is just $50. kissonline.com.
Discounting nice. Ace.
Right.
Keith in Seymour says he has a stripper story. Hey, Keith.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good, thank you.
Good, good, good. Yeah, years ago when I was living in Stanford, I worked at a place... strip joint, and for I don't know, maybe a month or so, this one girl used to wear, I guess it's called a sarong or whatever. It's like a little wrap that goes around the waist.
Okay.
And nobody could ever figure out why.
Oh.
And then you know you got to know these girls.
I don't think I want to hear this.
Dialysis. Well, no, seriously, it was kind of sad. She had this little garage door thing on a strap attached to her, like a little dialysis thing.
Oh,
going
geez.
In and out of her body. So it's kind of sad. She's up there trying to make a living and stay alive at the same time. It
right.
was kind of weird. But, yeah, it was odd.
You got to pay for the medical bill somehow.
Like yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, it was sad, man. So, you know, it was like a little, some tube going in and out of her body.
Right. And doctor's like,
needed, but,
why am I getting all these folded bills for payments?
Why are you paying me in singles?
Right.
Did you enjoy that story? Well, there's more at our new Unsexy Stories at kissonline.com.
Goodbye, guys. Thank you, Mr. Simmons.
Thank you for calling.
Josh and Shelton.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Hey.
Hi, Josh.
So, this was a while back at Gin D's in 34 with a bunch of my friends. Started out like 2 in the morning, which you know it's never going to end well.
Nope.
And
that's the starting time. That's not a good sign.
Yeah, he's pretty hammered.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but Verizon had a small phone called the Juke. It was about the size of a sticker.
What did you call me?
Juke. There's a K in there.
And it opened up like a switchblade, but you had all the media and you can actually take video on it. Well, he's so drunk, he starts videotaping the girl dancing.
That's not good.
No.
The bouncer comes over, grabs both of us by the neck of the shirt, and drags us outside.
Wow.
We get kicked out within 10 minutes of being there. We start walking to the car, and some drunken buffoon nails this brand new Lexus.
Oof.
I'm like, all right, well, I can't not say anything. I go back to the bouncer. The bouncer thinks I'm trying to get back in. I'm like, hey, dude. I'm like, this truck just backed into this brand new Lexus. I got the license plate. Go see who it belongs to. It's the lady that my buddy's trying to record.
Oh.
She comes outside in a mink coat. And she's like, oh, my God, you know what, guys? Come back in. I'll buy you guys a drink. So we ended up getting a whole bunch of free drinks.
Really?
Wow, what a turn.
Out, yeah, I thought you were done.
Yeah, it was a good night.
And a mink coat and a brand new Lexus.
And if you want to see the video, it's available for $49.95 at kissonline.com.
Thank you, Josh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chaz and AJ.
We just made 20 cents right there.
There you go. You're welcome.
Hey, hopefully it's me.
Hey, Ed Monroe?
Hey. Yes, it is.
Hi.
Yeah, back when I was in the Navy at one point.
Kiss Navy?
Me and another guy, we were renting a trailer off base just because that's what we could afford. But we had at one point five strippers living with us that we had managed to meet when we were at the different clubs around the bay.
Oh, my God. The right. Glitter and the perfume
right. Not
must
much laundry,
have been overwhelming.
Though. Not much laundry, though.
No, there wasn't.
Right.
But there was a lot of people hanging out.
Just a couple of slingshots. That's about it.
It's like a handful.
And this thing with horns on it. I'm not quite sure what it is. I'm not going to touch it, but it's clean. Here you go.
Yeah,
it's all yours.
But yeah, we had a lot of parties at that trailer after with the different clientele showing up.
Wow.
Well, launched a few missiles, did you?
That just sounds like a great time in your life.
Yep.
Yeah, it was. They had this, because it was just outside Jacksonville, they had like this special club for the girls, you know, all the different workers at the clubs. And so it was actually a big fish hook. So you show them the fish hook and you can get into the after hours parties after.
Show him the fish hook.
Show him the fish hook.
Okay. That's like a really bad metaphor.
Hooker's Club, of course.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Ed.
That was a stripper story.
Thanks for your service.
All right, man. Thank you for your service.
And
yes.
Happy fishing, yes.
Hey, welcome Craig Guest to the studio. Good morning,
sir. Oh, my
sir.
God.
Hey,
I'm excited to be here,
Gene
man.
Gene Simmons was just here, man.
You just missed Gene.
Yeah. Thank God, because he would have murdered me. So I have a bit of a relationship with the man. And
how far do you guys go back?
Well, it's very interesting. And it actually leads into the whole reason why I came in. I'm doing a couple of shows next week. Kiss is going to do their final two shows ever as a band at Madison Square Garden.
So they say.
Right.
Yeah.
Then
well,
a whole tour as an
they
entity.
They sucked us in before.
Right, but then we hold tour as an entity.
Yeah, they
that's a band.
And to commemorate this moment, I am doing two nights of shows in the city where from beginning to end, the whole show is just making fun of Kiss. That's
nice.
All I'm just going to make fun of Kiss the
really?
Whole show. And
wow.
It's
that's ballsy.
Well,
because
right.
All the biggest Kiss fans are going to be in New York City, and you're going to be making fun of their band, their religion.
Well, these fans are already familiar with me because I've performed with Kiss many times over the years.
Okay, so you're part of the Kiss family.
You really are, Gene.
And they're like, while we're in the city,
right.
We'll go see
and,
Craig.
And when I perform with Kiss, I've built up about 2 hours worth of material of this cachet of, and it's just been stories where
it's like backstage stories with them.
Yes.
Oh boy.
And run-ins over the years where I've been. It starts with doing an impression of Gene Simmons that bothered Gene Simmons so much that he got on a plane and he flew to New York to confront me live on the air.
Whoa.
About my impression.
Damn.
The next day, I get a phone call from their management company, McGee Entertainment, to tell me, just so you know, our singer, Paul Stanley, is your biggest fan. And I said, get out of here. They said, yeah, don't tell anybody.
Don't
this.
Say anything. But Paul loves you.
But Paul loves when anybody makes fun of Gene Simmons. And I said, get out of here. And Paul called me later that
They're
day.
Like a married couple, right?
They people! Absolutely
people,
are.
I love when you make fun of them.
I'll rap
I know you won't make fun of them, and I know you do really well.
Over the years, I learned how to do this impression. It started with a friend of mine who works for another band, Aerosmith. This guy, John Binelli, told me 25, 30 years ago, he said, dude, Gene Simmons, really easy. It's really easy. Just listen to Benjamin Netanyahu. It's the same voice.
Oh.
Hi, this is Benjamin Netanyahu from
no,
KISS.
That's different.
Wow.
No? Benjamin Netanyahu, doesn't he sound like the anteater?
Yeah, like Jackie Mason.
Yeah.
A little like that, yeah.
Right.
Like,
interesting.
Yeah. Hi, this is Benjamin Netanyahu from KISS. And then, by the way, that's how my buddy John and I communicate with each other for the last 25 years. Every time he picks up the phone and goes, hello. Hi, John, this is Gene Simmons. From KISS. Hey, Gene, what's up? Not much. Listen, I hope you don't mind, but Aerosmith's entire catalog is available for $49.95 at kissonline.com. Oh, that's great, Gene. And something crazy happens where KISS and Aerosmith put a tour together, and John is at their management company.
Yeah, we went to that.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, yeah.
That KISS
yeah.
Aerosmith show?
Yeah.
It came here to, didn't it come to Bridgeport?
Bridgeport. Yeah.
Bridgeport.
Yeah.
And before the tour goes out, John is at the front office for Vindaloo Music, their management company, and a woman who answers the phone goes, hey, John, it's a call for you. And he goes, yeah, put it through. Picks up the phone and he hears, hi, John, this is Gene Simmons from KISS. And my buddy,
from KISS.
My buddy John goes, hey, what's up, you fat Jew bastard? And there's a long pause.
Oh,
and he hears, I'm sorry. And there's another long
man.
Pause. And John goes, Craig? No, it's not Craig Gass. This is Gene Simmons from KISS. Listen, I have a question for Steven and Joe. And he went right into his question. Didn't even phase him.
Oh, my God.
No, he's like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, he loves. In fact, there's three cities that I did these KISS-themed comedy shows in. The first one was in Austin. Then I did it in Seattle. And now I'm doing it in New York. The tickets, by the way, are all at GetGass.com. Get gas with two S's.com.
All right, we'll link up. Comedian Ash Hamay just came in.
Hi.
Like a friend.
Have you met Craig?
No, I've never met Craig. Hello.
Hey, nice to meet
Hi.
You.
Hi.
How are you?
You two should do a show together.
I don't do impressions, though.
Right. Chili's impressions.
You wouldn't want someone to do impressions,
good impressions
if you're doing impressions, right?
No, I'm okay with it.
Yeah,
whenever I travel, there's always moments where someone will be like, hey, I'm your opener, and I do impressions. Is that okay? And I'll be like, yeah, I don't care.
Right. Just don't do them good.
Yeah.
No, I want you to do it good because I want you to make me want to be better.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, that's
okay.
Good.
Force you. Okay.
Actually, that makes sense. Usually they wouldn't pair an impressionist opener. Like, they would give a regular comic. Like, my friend opened for Matt Fried. You know him. He's a New York comic. Mm-hmm. He blew up doing impressions. So, yeah. Impressions are hot, too, still. There's this one guy blowing up.
You know, it's funny. I can't really do impressions, but if I hear someone doing an impression, I might be able to do the impression of the impression.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes. It's like when somebody does even like a half-assed impression, it's like they're laying out the groundwork, and I'll be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so they find the things to grab.
Right.
And you can hear it
and
better.
And then you hear what you should be doing.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
exactly.
Doing impressions wasn't something that I wanted to do. It was just growing up the way that I grew up. I think we talked about this
didn't
before.
Did you have a hearing issue or something like that?
My whole family's deaf. Couldn't learn how to talk from my family. I learned how to talk by watching TV.
Wow.
And copying all the voices I heard on TV. And I never got an accent from the Bronx, which is where I'm originally from. Everybody in the Bronx sounds like Tracy Morgan.
Exactly.
Everybody in the Bronx talk like this.
Right.
Whether you black or white.
Really?
Male or female. That's crazy. Hey! This is the voice of your next door neighbor, and I'm a Vietnamese girl. That's crazy. Everybody sounded like that.
Right.
So the weirder the voice, the easier it is for me to do it. And I do it on stage. And I bother celebrities.
So who was your first voice then?
It was Howard Cosell or the Fonz.
How old were you?
Muhammad Ali.
You look too young to do Howard Cosell. You must have been.
Good point.
He said, when?
Yeah.
You know, I said, do you even know who Howard Cosell is?
No.
How old are you? You're 20 something.
I'm 34. Thank you 34. So much. Okay, yes. 34. Yeah.
I've right. got to have a bottle. I've got to get my diaper changed. Yeah.
In high school, I'd be at parties and friends of mine would say, hey, Craig, if we gave you some Coke, will you do impressions for us? And I'd go, hell yes, I will.
And talk for hours.
And that's when I got really good at impressions.
Oh, you could earn, you could get things that you want. It was a barter system.
And funny, I love that.
Funny enough,
I get to keep my money? Awesome.
All my impressions started to sound like Sam Kinison.
Because you're on coke. You know who Sam Kinison is?
No.
That you should be a little embarrassed.
Sam Kinison? Who is that?
That one you should know.
Okay.
Can you tell me?
This is like being a guitar player and saying, I never heard of Jimi Hendrix because he died before I was born. Sam Kinison, great comedian.
He was a stand-up comedian who was grew up in a traveling ministry.
Uh-huh.
And was really, you know, spread the word of God and then made a hard turn after his second divorce and started doing stand-up comedy and got way into cocaine and hookers.
Nice.
And started doing stand-up. And his stand-up was outrageous because he was very knowledgeable about the Bible.
Dangerfield?
Loved him. Yeah.
Did he discover him? Put him on that Dangerfield. A lot of people watch for You know Rodney Dangerfield.
I know. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Put him in movies.
My comedy generation, I think, is just like maybe 10 years later.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But look back at some of these other people.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Like Richard Pryor. You've seen his specials, Richard Pryor.
Sunset Strip.
I don't think so.
Live at Sunset Strip.
I don't think so. Oh. My dad listened to George Carlin a lot, and then
George.
I liked Patrice O'Neill.
Patrice used to scare me.
Why?
He was just a very confrontational person. Whenever I would see him at a club, I would wait for him to focus on somebody, and I'd slide in right behind him going to the club.
Okay.
Like he loved to sit on the stoop and just rip on people. He scared the hell out of me. Yeah.
So he was always working, like trying to get better.
It wasn't that he was working. He loved to destroy people.
No, but you're practicing. Aren't you sharpening your
in some
ninja
ways.
Skills but, on your on stage?
And I think for him, it was just that's just who he was. And when I started in Seattle, I moved to New York. When I got to New York, I started working at clubs. The clubs I was at, I was working with these guys that were complete unknowns: Patrice O'Neill, Bill Burr, Dane Cook, Chappelle. Well, Chappelle was known because he was in Con Air and
all right.
Yeah.
And what was that weed movie?
Well, Half-Baked.
Oh, Half-Baked.
Jim Brewer.
Jim Brewer.
And Nutty Professor.
I remember seeing some, I think it was an HBO special that Chappelle did. And he was talking about the crack baby on the corner.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what are you doing selling crack? That was his first bit that I saw. I was like, this guy's a friggin' rock star.
Yeah.
He's just a teenager.
Genius.
Yeah, he did, like, first night I met him, he did a 90-minute set for six of my friends. I had six people in the club at this club. Yeah, and it was rough. Dane Cook had the best bombing moment at that same club. It was a club called the Boston Comedy Club, and Dane Cook did a set at 1:30 in the morning for six people. One of the six audience members has all of his groceries on the table with him.
Craig Gass is in studio, and he just doesn't care. He lives in New York.
Right. I live in Vegas now.
Oh, do you?
I live in Vegas.
Even further.
Oh, no kidding.
Nice.
I got to connect you with my son. He lives out there.
Best restaurants. Love Vegas.
Great.
Vegas. I mean, New York obviously has great restaurants.
Right.
Yeah.
Connecticut has great restaurants.
Vegas has come a long way.
Yeah.
Have you been in that sphere?
Yeah. I saw the second U2 show in that sphere, and it's bananas.
I heard it's hard to focus on the band because there's so much going on.
Yeah, that's the idea behind it. They don't even have, like, the stage is so small.
Yeah, it is.
It's just you're there for the experience. But it's, in fact, there's not even a lighting rig. There's four sticks that just have one, like, little light at the end of each stick. But the show is this giant wall. Like, when I saw the show, it was kind of in the back right part of the stage. And the sound was amazing. Usually when you're near the back of the stage, the sound quality is awful because the speakers are out front, but there's over 170,000 speakers in the globe,
Damn.
In the sphere. So it's full. It's a globe full of speakers.
This is like the Colosseum in Rome.
Yeah.
Like no one on the planet has ever seen anything like this. This is the premier place to see a show, period.
Is it like Christmas lights? Like one speaker goes out, the rest of them go out.
Yeah. And even for an event like F1 the other night. When
Can
they,
you imagine?
Right on!
When were you there for F1?
I was there for F1.
That was a nightmare, right? Like, it was a big buildup. They reconstruct the whole city, and then it's like, okay.
And everywhere in Vegas was dead. Everywhere in Vegas was dead, and they didn't have that great of an attendance for F1. So the whole thing was kind of odd. A lot of businesses didn't do well. Everybody in Vegas was complaining.
F1 got a little too greedy.
Yeah.
They tried to get every penny out of it.
I think people left. They were like, no, we don't want any part of this.
They had the race at 1 in the morning. Yeah. They were blocking out hotels who didn't want to participate. If you try to go to the site, they were doing stuff to you. It wasn't great. It wasn't a great moment for F1. Okay. And people in Vegas are not big F1 fans now.
No. It'd be funny to see like one Uber driver like took a wrong turn.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.